Welcome back, Cracked fans, to another edition of the Cracked Interviews podcast. I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. To help prepare all of you listeners for the NCAA Round of 16 and home stretch of the 2021 college tennis season, what we're attempting to do here at Cracked Rackets is speak with each of the remaining 32 head coaches of the NCAA Division I event. That means 16 men's coaches, 16 women's coaches all over the next few days on this Cracked Interviews podcast. Now, without further ado, let's get to another one of our conversations with the many outstanding head coaches still alive in the 2021 NCAA tennis tournament. Who's your trusted source when it comes to your facility questions, concerns, and needs? Ours is Hartrue, the world's largest manufacturer of tennis court surfaces, equipment, and accessories for over 90 years. Partner with their trusted team of experts, along with collegiate greats Jamie Loeb, Alex Rybakov, and Dustin Taylor, to bring the service provider of over 30 professional events annually to your facility. Whether it's the red clay of the Houston ATP, the green clay courts of the Charleston WTA, or the official hard court of World Team Tennis, Hartrue has you covered. If you're looking to build a court, convert a hard court to clay, or simply resurface your hard court, work together with Hartrue in their mission to lead the tennis industry by creating better places to play. To learn more about their state-of-the-art surfaces, along with their catalog customizable on-court accessories, check out Hartrue.com or call 877-442-7878 today. That's Hartrue.com or 877-442-7878 today. Joining us on the show now, a guest we are always excited to have joining us. She's the head coach of the UCLA women's tennis team. It's Coach Stella Sampras-Webster. Coach, welcome back to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Alex. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is my pleasure. And I imagine I am not doing quite as well as you, because 4-0 in your first two NCAA matches has to have felt pretty good, right? Good weekend for the Bruins?
Yes, it was a great start to the tournament. Really happy, obviously, to go to Orlando for the Sweet 16. So, yeah, we're in good shape. We're happy where we're at, and we're excited to be in Orlando.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And, you know, again, no one's listening. You can tell me the honest truth here. The 4-2 loss to Cal in the Pac-12 championship, when you have a team this good, kind of helps set them straight, right? Remind them, hey, guys, we can lose heading into the postseason.
Yeah, if it was going to happen, I'm glad it happened before NCAAs. But it was just a really tough day for us. What could go wrong went wrong. And I have to give credit to Cal. They really played some awesome tennis, and it was their tournament. So I have to congratulate them. But we're ready for NCAAs, and we're ready to rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, again, your team 21-4 overall on the year. Last year you guys had one loss, and it was that loss in the national indoor final, and you brought back pretty much the same roster plus a few more studs to finally have the chance to be competing in the NCAA tournament. When you guys have accomplished all the other things, how good does it feel to be back in that event?
Oh, this is the best part of college tennis and the best time of year. This is where it's fun. So we're really grateful to have a season and have an NCAA tournament. We've come a long way from, the fall. So we're super excited. And, this is the best time of the year. And we're grateful for the opportunity to play the tournament and, see what, which team comes out and plays their best tennis.
Mm-hmm. And, for you all, 21-4 on the year, if I would have told you you'd have played 25 matches in January, would you have been like, no way, that's not going to happen? And given, 25 matches, I feel like that's where you normally are heading into this point of the year. Do you feel like you guys, again, have played enough matches, the calluses have built up compared to where they're normally at this point of the year?
Yeah, I think we have played quite a few. I mean, it could have been a lot worse. I mean, obviously, we would have loved to play some out-of-conference teams, but other than that, our Pac-12 season was very challenging, really strong. So I feel like we're prepared for the tournament. And yeah, really happy that we were able to play every match and not have to cancel any. So we're very lucky. And I think, you know, we're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, one of the big decisions, I suppose, so much talent on the roster, right? You can pick a name out of a hat and you probably feel good heading into that spot. But, you know, I want to start in doubles for you because, you know, you had, I think, the number one team in the country last year in Forbes and Bolton, in Hart and Bolton. And you make the decision this year to go with Hart and Forbes at that number one spot. I know Alicia was playing some pro events and she's been in and out of the lineup, but what led to that decision? What led to you, you know, again, making that switch at one doubles?
Well, it really wasn't, it was out of our control. Alicia got hurt, actually. And so we had to put someone in with Jada, and we put Forbes in there, and they have done amazing and, you know, kept winning and winning and winning. And then when Alicia came back, it was a big decision on what to do. And we really felt like what was best for the team was to keep them together and put Alicia be the anchor at number three doubles, which I think would make all three teams really strong. So that was kind of how that happened. And it was just out of luck. I think that, you know, it just turned out that way because I do feel like we are stronger because of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, 11-1 overall are Forbes and Hart on the season. They've obviously been super impressive. Now, you look at your three flights. You have you're 15-3 at the number one spot, 19-2 at number two, 16-5 at number three. But I believe you've played something like seven different combinations at the number three doubles position. Again, you've got options on your roster, but has it been frustrating? I feel, you know, when you've got seven options, you don't have a team set. How are you feeling about that three spot?
You know, I think that's what's what makes us great is that we have so many great options. It's hard to pick one. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had Abby Altick and Taylor Johnson just dominate last year at three, and they're still playing really well. And with Alicia at three and putting someone with her, I mean, again, it's going to be strong either way. And I think that's what makes us so strong as a team. And it's just figuring out, you know, which one is the better one. And sometimes it's just like, you know, you just got to pick one. But, you know, that's how it's been at that position. And we're really, I think, like you said, our doubles has been strong. And it's just a matter of, you know, picking one. I think either one is going to be super strong with whoever we play.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, do Annette and Vivian come up to you at the beginning of the year and say, hey, Bulldogs, stick together, we're playing two doubles, that's just how it's going to be?
Actually, no, they did not come to me, but we did think about just how they're such great friends and they do have a great relationship and their chemistry has been really good. And we just had them start together just because they knew each other so well. And you know, they really just took off and they've been playing some amazing doubles and it's great to see them, you know, just complement each other really well and be able to play together. They can handle each other's temperament as well because they're both very feisty and they want to win really bad. So they know kind of how to keep each other, you know, calm when they need to be calm and, you know, getting feisty when they need to get going.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've had a lot of good teams, obviously, in your time at UCLA, but, you know, this is a team with a ton of veteran experience. And the reason I bring that up is because it's been 2 years since anyone's played an NCAA event. How does that, you know, to have upperclassmen really throughout the lineup, how does that help you heading into Orlando?
Oh, I think it's a great, having experience playing in UCLA is a great advantage. But, you know, we also have some freshmen or, you know, freshmen and sophomores who have played some huge events like, you know, the Slams, the U.S. Open. So they know, you know, what it's like to play, you know, in big moments. So I feel really good about our players that are going to be playing. But obviously, I think having Jada Hart and, you know, the other seniors just lead the team and kind of just warn them of what it's going to be like in Orlando, because a lot of them did play in Orlando a couple of years ago, and just dealing with the heat, dealing with the, you know, the excitement, all that kind of stuff is going to be new for some of them. But, you know, I think playing for the team is what they love to do. And I think they'll, you know, they're pretty used to big moments. So I think they'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. No, I think the love bugs are going to observe social distancing. They were told in advance, 6 feet. So hopefully that's the case.
So.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a silly question I'm going to ask, but one of my favorite things is just watching Abby Forbes hit backhands out of the corner, because I'm like, how does she do that? And so you've had a ton of good players, but she's 19-2 this season. How good is Abby Forbes?
Abby Forbes can, God, she can win it all. She is so good, and she's such a great team player, which makes her even better, because she literally, you know, wants to win a team title so bad, and is helping her teammates, you know, through with whatever they need. But she has handled playing one for us all season, and it's not easy. Every match she plays is hard, and, you know, she loves it. I think she thrives under that pressure and loves to be that leader. But, you know, she's one of those special kids that, you know, just handle that pressure. She just handles it really well and has done so well for us to be able to play a full season. Her first full season and do so well. So she's a special kid, great player, and really happy she's a Bruin.
Mm-hmm. And not to just harp on it, but again, it's like, it's the defense to offense. I just don't, do you stand there sometimes and you're just like, damn, like, wow.
I know that I don't want to have to play her, because boy, she gets to every ball, and yeah, it's not easy to win a point off of her. And she just like, she just gives it her all, and it's just it's pretty impressive. And and I know she's working on her offensive game, and she's been, God, she's kind of, you know, developing, you know, kind of all her shots. And she's not going to be as defensive, I think, as probably she was in the juniors, which is great to see her kind of developing into more of an aggressive player, too.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And then again, you know, it's not just her. You know, I think every spot this season, I guess it's 10-7 at the number three singles position, but everywhere else, you guys have won at least 70% of your matches. And, you know, I remember last year at the National Indoors watching that top three of, you know, Bolton, Forbes, and Hart. They were sweeping everyone. This year, there are a lot of super teams across the country. And so you, that depth, being able to find 4 points in so many different fashions, how important is that for you and the Bruins in Orlando?
Well, it is. It's going to come down to who's going to step up, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that's the greatest thing about our team is we can win in all spots. And that's what makes it great, you know, a championship team. You know, we have been fortunate to win a lot of our doubles points. I feel really good about doubles. And then in singles, you know, every spot people have been winning. And it's kind of nice because it can take the pressure off of the top three who feel like they are expected to win every time. But I think that's, again, what makes us strong is that we can win, you know, we can win six in a row. It's just a matter of matchups and, you know, just everyone kind of dialed in and having a little luck too.
Yeah, no, and, you know, for you guys now, round of 16, you take on Georgia Tech, and just a fun story for the listeners, very first NCAA I ever covered, 2018, for those who don't remember, dramatic match between you and Georgia Tech. I believe that was a quarterfinal match that ended up going 4-3, and so, you know, Kenya Jones, Vicky Flores, those are names you are quite familiar with. What's it going to take for you, Bruins, to, you know, get through that round of 16 match?
Well, you know, I know their doubles is strong too, especially their number one team. So we're going to have to play well and come out real strong. I think the team that comes out and really sets the tone will do well. There's going to be a lot of excitement, some anxiety and nervous players. But again, the ones that can manage that well will do well. And I think our you know, Kenya's had a great season, and Vicky, you know, they're going to be tough matches. But I think if we, you know, just stick with, you know, what got us here is with our hard work and our focus and our grit, I think, you know, we're going to give it our best shot and see what happens.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And again, we are all looking forward to seeing you all compete in Orlando. Last question, since I have you, if I'd have told you in 2014 that in 2020, 2021, Jennifer Brady was going to go semifinals and finals of back-to-back hardcourt slams, you just said, Alex, get off the funky stuff. To watch her do that now, I mean, you're her former college coach. You have to be sitting there smiling.
We're so happy. The Bruin Nation here gets to watch one of our Bruin players play in that big stage. It was just amazing. It was so much fun, and so happy for her, because she really came in and was such a great team player and just did everything the right way with the right attitude. And, you know, she doesn't have much of an ego, and she just loves the game and does it with, you know, for all the right reasons. And just really happy and proud of her that she's done so well, and she really has earned it and deserves it. I'm really, really happy for her.
Yeah, she's so good. I'm just like, when did you get this freaking good? It blows my mind every time. But yeah, again, she's been incredible. The Bruins have been incredible as well. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time. Hope you guys get down to Orlando safely, and looking forward to watching you all compete down there as well.
Thank you so much, Alex. See you
Of course. Be safe.
Bye-bye.